Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
What up?
What's going on?
I'm still in shock from our last segment.
Why? What happened? This
things really chapped my ass, Keyshawn.
What now, Jay?
You gave Sam Darnold on our To The Max segment, yeah, where you have to give a quarterback either 0, 50, or 100 to the max.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
You gave Sam Darnold a 50.
Confidence in your confidence.
In your 50. Confidence level.
That's
50.
That's an SC 50.
And you gave, it has nothing to do
Tua,
with
you. You gave Tua a
zero.
Big, fat zero.
Okay, so before we move on, because I see you want to really – lick your lips on this one.
Yeah.
So, look at the schedules. Mm-hmm. The Carolina Panthers have a much easier path to making it to the playoffs versus the Miami Dolphins. So, it is what it is.
But
it
has nothing what's to do interesting with the to me about the zero.
USC. So they play at Bucks and at the Saints.
Like, come on.
I want to know something about this for real.
What do you mean? Like, come on.
Wait, Jay, I want to know something about this for real.
The Bucks are hot garbage, and the Saints are hot garbage.
Key, I still take the Bucks.
Key, I want to know something from you. When you give Tua a zero, it seems to me all year, whatever's deep underneath it, you were not saying Tua can't do it. You were saying I'm skeptical of the Miami offense on the road in December, right?
Yes.
And so far that's proven right. So is the fact that you give him a zero rather than a 50 in your confidence based on your fears being of their offense being confirmed in the last 2 weeks on the road,
Now
you feel and now your confidence has gone down?
No, my confidence has gone up. Their offense is not going to do good in the cold.
I'm saying in
against
Tua.
Buffalo.
In Tua, I mean.
Well, Tua's tied to it because he's part of the team. But at the end of the day, their offense struggled against San Francisco and got bottled up against the Chargers. Now they go to Buffalo in a cold environment that I talked about all year long, especially when they start winning football games.
Yeah.
About what's going to happen when the weather turns. The weather didn't turn in San Francisco, and the weather didn't turn. In fact, there's a report out there, Jay. I don't know if you knew this or not because you were relaxing over the last couple of days.
I don't know Max if calling COVID was relaxing, but that's.
But I don't want to get into your personal.
I'm
health,
just
man.
Telling nobody was relaxing.
I don't
relaxing.
Need everybody to know what you had.
That's fine.
Anyway,
we talk about it. It's okay.
I don't want
it's
people knowing. You know,
Miami
HIPAA
got
laws.
Beaten on anyway. The road, and Jay got COVID. He got COVID. On
yes, all of a sudden. But anyway, Max found an interesting find in Max Kellerman's digging. You know him. He's like a private investigator, nosy ass. Mm-hmm. He found out that the Miami Dolphins in Los Angeles, where I'm at now, is only about 55 degrees in the daytime and about 50 at night, depending on where you're at. Inside of a stadium that's a little warmer than most because of the body heat of the people in there and all that sort of stuff, that they had heated benches in Los Angeles, and it was 50-something degrees. Heated benches. So, Jay, heated benches at 50-something degrees? Like, come on, man. Seriously, if that's true what Max found, that's going
to
be.
I'm going to need that to be confirmed first before I can speculate.
Max found it, not me.
Heated bench. I'm sure one of our guys in the control room told me, you know, but.
Question. But imagine what it's going to be like up in Buffalo in New England. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not picking them to beat Buffalo. I'm not picking them to beat Buffalo.
Look at that snow.
I'm going to take Buffalo.
Look what they do to you.
Each one of those snowflakes is like a Tua enemy.
I love Miami because I make money off Miami. I'm going to pick Buffalo.
Oh, God. Okay, here we go. We're going to use the I gamble as an excuse. Don't you dare.
Let me break something down to you, big brother, and how I look at things, man. I bet, Key. I take prop bets. I take over-under receptions. Oh, I'm all over it.
He's a degenerate.
Okay? Yeah. Like, Yates and James Steele, our producers, send me their parlays all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a parlay kind of guy. So
Yates
I
is
bet.
Offended when I
so
call you
I
a degenerate.
So I find different teams that I feel like I
that's
can bet on and
you
win money.
Doing with the
no,
Miami
because,
Dolphins, so don't
no,
try
no, no, no,
it,
no, no,
buddy.
No. I took the side of Miami Dolphins because you started out the season – saying that Tua is going to be the first starter to be benched.
There is no room for nuance.
And then
Jay,
you
are pro Miami, and
Key,
you are anti.
And he finally got on board, but it was a fake on board. You know, like,
I never really got on board. I said they're a good team.
Yeah,
it was a good team. You got forced.
You got like.
No way.
You got put in the corner because they were winning.
I never get put in a corner. I said they're a good team. He's doing well.
Ah.
But I also had reservations.
All I'm saying to you is I think Buffalo's going to win, but I do give them a legit chance to. They're going to beat the Packers. I think they're going to beat the Pats up at Gillette, up in New England. And then I actually think they're going to beat the Jets at home.
So you got them winning 3 out of the next 4?
Yes.
Jay, you know what you're identifying with, Key? It's not just – look, number one, he is – the Bill Parcells – he's skeptical of these warm weather teams that don't run it well or don't defend well enough, right? Like, because that's not as portable, especially come, you know, when fit hits the shan this time of year. We'll see what rubber meets the road, men separated from the boys. And so far, he has been not unfounded in his fears for the Dolphins, right? So, okay, that's true. But also,
that wasn't always
underneath,
his case.
Right,
you know,
underneath.
That wasn't always his thing. He just started the whole cold
let's
thing
talk
like
about,
a couple weeks ago.
Let's talk about
Are you out of your damn mind?
Can we talk
you're
about,
out of your
talk
damn
about
mind,
this
is Jay?
Can
one,
we talk
damn
about
mind.
What's underneath it all, Jay? Sure. This is really what's going on. As Key would say, I labbed him, okay? I labbed him. Not just is Tua not a very big guy, right, at the position, but he lost his job in college to Jalen Hurts, who Key saw play against SC very well. And Key thought, ooh, this Jalen Hurts got real potential. So when Tua took
Tua didn't lose his job at Jalen Hurts. It was somebody else that lost the job at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts beat out Burnett.
Vice versa. That Jalen Hurts lost the job to Tua. I misspoke, sorry. Jalen Hurts, who Key saw early on, thought, ooh, I like this guy. Tua takes over for him, wins the game. Oh, my God. Oh, as Key would say, all this yeast. So now Key is predisposed to being pro-Hurts and even more polarized against Tua for all the hype around Tua. That's really what it is, Key. It's not warm weather. It's not Tua's size. It's the fact that he took over from a guy that you thought was good in Jalen Hurts. And that's where we are today. That's how it all started.
Tua was good in college. He was really good in college.
Got it.
He was really good in college.
You figured it out, Max.
But Jalen Hurts was good in college, too.
Hurts took over for Blake Barnett. I'm talking about
Blake,
Tua.
That's what I knew it was a Barrett.
I'm talking
or
about
Barnett
Tua
or something.
I meant Tua taking over for
Yeah,
that's
Blake
what
Barnett
started
was hot.
All this hatred of Tua from Key.
Blake Barnett was hot garbage, man. I watched him. I was like, Lane Kiffin was like, man, get this dude out
if
here.
If Tua never takes over from Hurts and it doesn't play for Alabama and doesn't get all the press. He is not quite as anti-Tua. That's where it started.
No, Tua almost came to SC, so maybe that's where it started. He committed to us.
Telling on himself.
He committed to us, and then he went to Alabama to get the bag. I know what happened.
Yeah, see? Ulterior motives.
You're going all the way from Hawaii. There's a lot of schools you're flying over, buddy.
That bag is competitive now. I'll tell you that.
Hey, Tua and Hurts are linked forever, right? Because they played at the same school. Tua took over from Hurts. They're both good.
Yeah.
They're
good friends.
Yeah. This is going to be going on forever.
Jalen's better.
Jalen's better than Tua.
Jalen's a lot better.
Don't come over here with us.
Well, who's us? Just because you wore a man's jersey on national TV don't make you part of them.
I'm waiting for my white one to get in so I can wear that
one,
too.
You wore the white one, too?
I got a white one.
You buying multiple?
Coming. Yeah.
I never thought I would see you rock another man's jersey, ever.
I'm supported. I don't have
you
a problem with that.
You can support with your voice.
That's a good question. If you could rock one
if
jersey
were any
in the
good,
NFL
Jay,
right
if
now,
you
what
were
would
any,
it be?
Who's if it you were be? Any good in college and I was around, I would have wore your jersey, too.
If you could only get one,
when
who
I
would
was
it
good
be?
In college, ass.
I don't remember you being good in college. Because
you don't even watch
Ferry,
basketball. You only watch the Lakers.
Barry, Bobby Hurley, Shane Battier, Carlos
We're making up names.
What's the other light-skinned guy? Shane Battier.
What's the other light-skinned guy? What? Carlos Boozer?
No, not Boozer. Shane Battier.
Forwards.
And the other guy, Johnny Dawkins. I remember Johnny Dawkins. I don't remember you in college,
Johnny
Jay.
Wasn't light skinned.
Front court.
Well, he was brown.
If you could rock one NFL jersey, who would it be? If you could only rep one player in the NFL, whose jersey would you buy? You could only buy one.
Right now?
Yeah.
I would go.
Mine. I'm gonna wear Jalen Hurts.
Hurts. Okay. What about you, Jay?
I would probably go.
Daniel Jones.
I'd probably go Lamar Jackson.
You know who I'm going. You know who I'm going.
You're going Joe Burrow.
I'm going Joe Burrow, and he edges out Probably Micah Parsons, actually. I love Micah Parsons.
But see, that's Cincinnati jerseys. But see, the problem with Cincinnati jerseys is
weak. No, that's
weak.
The problem.
Yeah, Bengal jerseys are weak, though. That's the problem.
That's okay.
You don't like the color scheme?
It's just weak. I can't.
It's not. Yeah, there's some better looking jerseys.
Kind of weak.
I'm talking about based on the player, though.
Like the Eagles
jersey. And stuff. See, that's how Max would look at it. Just the player.
I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say rep.
Questionable gear sometimes from you. I understand.
What's that?
What?
I didn't hear what you
said. Surprised you didn't say Mac Jones, Jay.
Jay would get Tua, and you would get Hurts. Those are the two jerseys.
That's painful, Key.
Who did you say, Jay?
I said Lamar.
Lamar.
No, I'm saying I'm surprised you didn't say like Mac Jones or Russell Wilson.
You don't talk Lamar on this show nonstop. You're not getting the Lamar jersey. I mean, I love Lamar too.
Why do I have to talk a dude nonstop to rock his jersey?
No, because like I could tell you right away who Key would get.
I'm not a fanboy.
Does anyone think Jay would actually get Lamar Jackson's jersey over everyone else?
I don't wear other men's jerseys.
But if you had to pick one, you'd
take Lamar. No, I want to rock it. I'm not like that. I don't do that. You don't see me walking down the street with it. Oh, I got this guy's jersey on. Hey, buddy. Good to see you.
Pretending to be
him. I'm on TV talking about you. I'm wearing your jersey.
I'm pretending to be that guy.
I mean, obviously, I will wear my nephew's jersey, which I have.
Yeah, that's family.
But as far as players, I'm going to go Jalen Hurts because it's one. It's cool. It's a number one. And the Eagle jerseys just look fresh.
Look good. Yeah, they do.
The white ones look super fresh.
I've only ever had one jersey in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to rock the old school basketball, like Alex English.
I don't understand how you say you can't rock a man. That's
not now as a grown man. I don't. Why?
Stop thinking so small, Jay.
What do you mean thinking small?
I just.
Key, I'm 6'2". I'm tall.
I have a Patrick Mahomes jersey. If you want,
the ultimate.
No, I don't like the Patrick Mahomes color.
You wear
Kansas
City Chiefs gear every day, James.
He has Chiefs socks on right now.
Do you have Chiefs, James?
No, not socks.
I need to see the socks.
Not socks, though. No, I have great socks on, but not Chiefs ones today.
You used to rock jerseys as a kid, though, huh, Jay?
As a kid.
But not as a man?
No.
Was the last jersey you rocked?
I'm not rocking it like that.
I had the old school, like, starter jersey when I was, like, 21.
You said Alex English? Was that the last one?
21, Alex English. Like, Denver.
The only jersey I ever rocked was Lawrence Taylor.
That used to be in Noback, like, in, like, the early 2000s, like, 2000.
Yeah, Mitchell and Ness. You get everybody.
Yeah, Mitchell and Ness.
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max.
You rebranded Mitchell and Ness, too.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
I wear my own jersey. Now what?
Yeah, I would rock a Keyshawn Johnson jersey or a Jay Will jersey. Those are two jerseys I'd rock.
No,
yes, I would. I would wear your jersey.
Right,
I'm proud of you guys.
Of you.
All right. Time to play Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Grainger. Shannon.
All right, Take It or Shake It, Key. Jalen Hurts is a system quarterback. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
All quarterback are system quarterbacks. What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. All quarterbacks play within a system. I understand what Michael Parsons is saying, but Jalen Hurts makes the system go. If he wasn't underneath the center, the system wouldn't go the way that it's going. I promise you that.
I'm going to shake it, but I love it. Prove it wrong, Jalen. Show me in the Super Bowl of the regular season. Show me you're not a system quarterback. I want to see it.
You know what people mean when they say a system quarterback? That does not apply to me, at least to my eye, for Jalen Hurts. A system quarterback means he can work in very specific systems, right?
Like, is Mac Jones a system quarterback?
trying
to figure out that
system.
He
needs a lot of, right? He needs a lot around him, and he's still not that good. But like, Mahomes work in a ton of systems, right? So would Jalen Hurts. I don't think you can call him a system quarterback.
Who's a system quarterback, Key?
Yeah, nowadays it's a good question.
Who would be a system quarterback?
Yeah. Baker Mayfield.
Really? What system is
it? Probably Baker Mayfield. Yeah. You know, Kyler's only been in one system. We haven't seen him in anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, good in college he was in this system. In pros, he's a system. So you just don't really know. I mean, all quarterbacks tend to be pretty smart. So I'm sure all of them can pick it up. It just depends on what coaches want to do.
So many versatile quarterbacks nowadays. There are fewer system quarterbacks now than there used to be, I think.
The style of play, like when I played and what we wanted to do, I don't think Kyler Murray could have worked in Charlie White's Dan Henning system because Kyler Murray is smaller. They like big, 6'5", you know, Vinny Testaverde looking dudes.
Shannon.
Oh,
so,
man.
Jay, you might not work.
I don't even know. I'm scared to see where we're going to go in this next one. But I'll ask it anyway. All right, Key, take it or shake it. The Miami Dolphins will lose out and won't make the playoffs. Take it or shake it.
I don't know that they'll lose. Shake it.
Shake it.
I don't know if they'll lose out. but I don't believe that they'll make the playoffs. I think they'll lose enough games till the other individuals in the conference will catch them and surpass them. They'll, you know, I think they'll go 2-2 and it'll hurt them.
I shake it. I don't see them losing out. I see them winning their last three or four games down the stretch when it matters the most, and I see them making the playoffs.
I'm going to take it.
Jay, go for it.
I'm going to take it.
I'm swinging for it, Key.
I'm going to take it because they just lost two in a row. I think they're going to lose this weekend. I'm going to – they're in real danger of missing the playoffs.
They're in real danger.
Yep. Yep.
Think about that, man. 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, Jay was firing up the Twitter people on me and getting them all riled up.
Who said they were going to win the AFC?
You know what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to address.
Did I say they were going to win a division?
They're going to have to address the defense and run game in the offseason. Oh, I think they will. God. And the Dolphins could win the Super Bowl next year. But right now, they're a little deficient in some important areas, especially this time of year.
All right, here we go. Take it or shake it, Key. Mike White needs to win Sunday to keep his job. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Mike White needs to play well to keep the job. If he plays poor and they lose, then I think they'll be looking at Zach Wilson. As long as he's healthy, Zach Wilson will be sitting on the bench. He's got to stay healthy, though.
Yeah, even if he loses, I still don't see him losing his starting job. I do not. I do not think this locker room rocks with Zach Wilson that way. And I think there's nothing that would make me think that now you just insert Zach Wilson to the lineup, that he's going to be the savior for this organization when he doesn't have the chemistry with the rest of the guys.
Rich Cimini, Jets reporter, was with us earlier today here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and agrees with you guys. Unless something dramatic happens, it's Mike White's job the rest of this season.
All right, take it or shake it, Key. Tom Brady is still an elite quarterback. Take it or shake it.
This hurts.
Trap question.
Uh-oh. This hurts him.
No, I'm not scared of Brady. Yes, y'all.
This hurts.
Shake it.
And say you're scared. I say it hurts you.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I was scared to say. I'm like, I know y'all be scared to say anything about Tom Brady and the Maddies, but not me.
You got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
You got
exactly.
The Cliff guy. You're talking to me. I was the Cliff guy. What are you talking
no,
about?
I don't think he's elite at the level we're accustomed to seeing him at all. But I do think that he has enough left in the tank this season to finish the year. That's what I do believe.
To finish the year? What does that mean?
It just
to
means
win
he's
a division?
It means
he'll be alive
division,
at the end of the season, is what he said.
The division is hot garbage. So anybody, hell, the Saints might find out how to win the division. It's so bad, and they out of it though. But this division is coming down to Carolina winning out or Tampa Bay holding Carolina off. That's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, I would bet on the latter. Is Tom Brady still an elite quarterback? No. Is he still a serviceable quarterback who was once extremely, extremely elite, who can make plays down the stretch when you need him to? Yes.
You know what? I'm going to just stay wrong on Tom Brady. I was wrong then. I'll be wrong now. I think he is, but he needs certain things. If Brady had a healthy offensive line with this receiving core and running back, if he had a good offensive line, I think he would look elite right now. Last year, he led the league in attempts, yards, and touchdown passes, right? I think he – maybe not that quite, but something like that. But don't forget, everyone on that line is gone. The whole thing, gone. And he's getting pressure up the middle, which he can't take. So is he elite? That he needs a little more than some guys, but if he has it, I think he still is.
Let me ask you a question. When Kansas City a couple years ago got to the Super Bowl, when their whole O-line was depleted.
Yep.
He's elite, right? Because he still carried
Mahomes.
Them. Yes.
100%.
So if you're saying that's elite,
Tom's
not on that level, so he's not elite.
Tom went on that level then. Like if you want to compare him to even Mahomes,
Doesn't elite mean you could do it regardless of your circumstance to a degree?
Maybe. If you want to define it that way, then he's not elite. But I would say that there are some elite guys, if you give them an O-line, they'll be elite. And if you take it away, look, only Patrick
Well,
Mahomes
so much has to happen perfectly for Tom, and that's been throughout his entire career. Look, he's the greatest quarterback statistically, trophies, the whole deal, you know, however many fourth quarter wins, comebacks, all that's fine. You cannot take any of that away from him. But everything had to be aligned perfectly throughout his career for him to have the success that he's had. It's just the reality.
Boy, that sounds a lot like, was it Tom or was it the team? But we will move on here on Take It or Shake It.
Micah Johnson.
Micah Johnson.
All right, here we go. We want hot takes. We'll give you a hot take.
I'm going to be trending now. Oh my God.
Hashtag.
Well, who is Keyshawn? What does he know? Why is this guy on TV?
Hashtag Micah Johnson. All right. Sunday is the most important game of Daniel Jones' career. Take it or shake it.
I'm going to say take it based on what George said. Take it. I'm certainly going to take this because if he keeps them within, you know, just a smidgen of making the playoffs and he plays well and they beat the Commanders, then the Giants have got to look at him seriously as the long-term, you know, 3-4 year answer at the quarterback spot. They cannot keep leaving him hanging in the wings, messing around with his psyche.
So, look, the Giants have lost their last 4 or 6 games. They tied the Commanders. The Commanders have not lost a game in their last 5. Just with that tie, this is a monumental game. Everybody knows that the Giants are a two-headed horse, right? Saquon's been limited in what he's been able to do because everybody knows it's coming. That puts more pressure on Daniel Jones. So, I'm with Key.
What's the other hit?
Agreed.
Daniel Jones.
Agreed. I take it. It's the most important game of Daniel Jones' career. I agree. Yeah, by the way, because whoever wins this game is like, if the Giants win, they're 80% likely to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Right? And it's invaluable experience for the offensive line and not Thibodeau, all these guys that get playoff experience as rookies. That'd be an incredible thing. And if they don't get it, then you're looking at Daniel Jones and, you know, there's a difference. I think it is the biggest game of his career to date.
Yeah,
with supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. How about this one, guys? Yeah. Can Geno Smith be a franchise quarterback?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Key, you were right. I'll tell you when you're wrong. You get a lot of criticism when you're wrong, like when you said no one can catch Mahomes in the MVP conversation. I never said that. Yeah. Yes, you did. But
I did not.
But you were right about Geno Smith. Ooh, you were like, it's gonna be the same thing, same thing. I'm like, this dude has lost his mind. Geno's been in the league almost a decade.
He's lost his mind.
You're right. It looks the same. It's the same Pete Carroll, sort of. Seattle Seahawks. He looks good. It looks like Russell Wilson. You know, he's good. He stumbled a little recently. Can he be a franchise quarterback in Seattle?
Franchise like that?
Like franchise, not just franchise. A starter, like a starter for a year or two. I'm talking about here's our guy going forward. It's his job.
How old is Geno? What's Geno? 30.
Right, let me get the Google fingers on it.
Hold
on.
He might be 30, 31. 32.
He is
maybe
32 years old.
32 okay. years old. So
October 10th.
Can he be the franchise quarterback for the next 4 years? Yes.
Yeah. For 4 years?
Yeah, that's 4 more years. Yeah, 4 years.
What kind of contract does that get, though?
Oh, Jay always want to know about the money.
What the hell am I supposed to think about? Key, that's the first thing we should go to.
He'll probably get a – they're going to try to re-sign him or whatever. He's got a little bump now. He'll probably – he's a $15 million a year guy right now.
15 is not a franchise quarterback. But franchise quarterback, you're starting in the 20s minimum.
But you can't – it ain't going to go like
that's
with him.
That's what I'm asking.
They're not doing him like that, though. I'm sorry, Max. They're
4 years, $100 million.
Because you should be happy. That's he's in a you should be happy moment.
Okay, he should be, but he is getting the job done so far.
I understand that, but his market value will not. Okay, I don't want to diminish his value. Okay, yeah. Forget I even said a number.
Okay,
what they will do is they will look at him and say, you can't get what we're offering you. Yeah, on the open market.
You're right. It feels like it's the right fit at the right
front. It's the right fit. You should. If I'm Geno Smith, I'm not. If you know what I'm saying?
Not playing hardball with these guys.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here.
Your professional career was about to be. I know you guys don't like the word, but I'm sorry.
Over.
It was going to bust. In the
it was going to be over.
Right. But the point is, when you look back, it was like Geno could never really hold a starting job. Now, all of a sudden, he might start for a playoff team for, you know, 2-3 times over the next four years. So you're right.
Don't you think that would add a little bit of sweetener to the pot, though, right? So if you're – like, because I think Geno Smith, I have a couple questions. Number one, how do you handle the pressure down the stretch, under pressure?
Yep,
like,
yep.
Can you get your team over to – can you beat a top-tier defense like the 49ers or the Jets? And then, like, how do you handle, like, Patrick Mahomes? Like, those are, like, legit things that you're just wondering. For me, I just wonder how Geno handles that. Hey, if he handles that, I can get him paid a little bit more, right?
Look, he's making about $8 million a year right now, I think. I think he's about $8 million. And they redid his deal because he was on a backup deal, and they came and gave him a little sweetener because I think he became the starter, and they said, okay, here you go. We're going to give you a little sweetener. They'll give him another little sweetener. And they may, you know, they may take him up to 20 a year. I don't know, but they're not. He ain't getting ready to get into that 35 and 40 million. They're not doing that.
Here's a question.
I can tell you that.
Here's a question. A friend of mine just texted me, guys, which I like. I like better than when you hear Pete Carroll. Do you think SC or Seahawks? We were talking about that at the commercial break. We're going to get into it, but I'll tell you what. You can answer that if you want. I got one for you. Who gets a bigger deal this offseason, Geno Smith or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones.
Because he works for more different teams, right?
Yeah, but then he's going to get it from the Giants. Both of them will probably stay with their teams. But the Giants, he's younger.
Key, doesn't it depend partly on what, like you were saying, the reason this might be the biggest game of his career? Who's told us that yesterday? Who posited that yesterday? Someone came on the show and said it's the biggest game. It was Jordan Renan.
Guys,
the fact is, the Giants went to negotiate with Saquon recently.
Yeah.
But not with Daniel Jones. They're waiting and seeing with Daniel Jones right now.
But that doesn't mean that. They may have just said, we're going to see. Let's see if Saquon bites. Let's talk to him a little bit. We'll get to Daniel. We got time. He's not going anywhere. We'd rather franchise tag Daniel than franchise tag Saquon.
Who's better, Daniel Jones or Geno Smith? This year, Geno's played a little better, I think. But
Geno's got better weapons, too.
Yeah, he has
better weapons.
Exactly.
He's got better weapons.
He's got better weapons. I don't know that he's better. Daniel Jones
I don't
looks
know.
Good
no, I'm saying I don't know that he's better either. He just got better weapons.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do the Pete Carroll thing?
What do you want to do? What are you talking about,
Why don't
about,
we just
Max?
Do it?
What Pete Carroll
why
think?
Why don't we just do it?
Because it could lead down a rabbit hole is why. Well, let's listen
to
Jordan.
You're the only person that goes in a rabbit hole. We know how to cut it off.
That's interesting, Key. Jordan Renan, ESPN Giants reporter, here on this program yesterday. Listen to this.
This week's game is the biggest game of his professional career. Because if they win this game, then all of a sudden their playoff odds probably – double, right? They're in, like, they'd say about the 80% if they win this week in Washington. I think what he does in games like this to show how you're going to play when everything is on the line in the biggest games, can you lift your team? Can you play your top game? Can you avoid the turnovers that he's done all year? I think this will go a long way in determining how the Giants handle Daniel Jones this offseason. But in the meantime, they went to negotiate with Saquon Barkley during the bye week. They didn't go to negotiate with Daniel Jones.
See,
Max, I was just looking at the highlight clip there at the bottom screen on the shake route that number 18 ran. Touchdown. He throws a touchdown, right? So imagine if that receiver, whoever that is, Hodges, I think it is, if he's running the route on a consistent basis getting open like that and Daniel Jones is finding him. I mean, look at that route. If he's doing that, that throw was perfect.
Yeah.
Because the route was perfect. And if you got receivers that are killing dudes out there like that,
yeah,
that quarterback's going to look good.
Yeah, that's the thing about, like, is Daniel Jones a franchise?
And I was like,
is Daniel Jones a franchise quarterback? Like, I don't know, but maybe. Because I see the same thing, Key. They didn't call him Danny Dimes for nothing, right?
Yeah, like,
No. He's tall, he can run, and he can throw, and he can read defenses.
He's a franchise quarterback for the right number.
I've seen a lot of dudes, and Jay knows this, a lot of dudes went to McDonald's All-American teams and turned into Burger King.
So I say, he's a franchise quarterback for the right number, Max.
Yeah, I just wonder what it would look like. Like, you put him on put Daniel Jones on Seattle, see what that looks like, right?
I'm giving him $30 million a year.
30 a year?
Yeah, I told you that from day one.
He's twice Geno, huh?
That was like 20, like five. Three.
No, 40. I told Max.
Yeah, he said
from day 30. One. I said give 30? Him 28 to 30 million.
I said earlier in the year, just give him 3 years, 75. Right now, and he was like, already too late. It's already going to cost you 90.
Yeah, it's going to cost you 100 plus.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
That's what they go for. But the problem with Geno is Geno. They're not going to push Geno to that level because he's already had, in their eyes, a couple bites at the apple.
Before we move on.
In their eyes.
Because I teased it earlier. People know. Just real quick, when you hear Pete Carroll, what team do you think?
USC. I think USC and Seattle.
I think both also. There's some people I think, like you mentioned, we were talking about at the commercial break, Nick Saban, you think Alabama. Been a lot of play Alabama.
Yeah, I don't think LSU. I don't think Michigan State. I don't think
the Miami championship.
Think Alabama.
No. Alabama.
Because his most success in his coaching tenure has been with Alabama.
And he has had a lot of success with Seattle, Pete Carroll, not just at SC, and he's been there a long time already.
And a lot of success at SC.
Yeah. All right. What else do we need to see from Brock Purdy, guys?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Frank in Florida has some.
Hey, Frank, what's up? How you doing?
This is the best show, bar none, on the radio. Thank you so much for everything you do. He is the best. Jay Will and Max, I'm telling you, y'all got the best show. Thank you so much. I travel every week, and I listen to you. I watch you in the hotel. The best show, bar none.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, are you done with your holiday shopping?
Have you ever?
No, I'm starting tomorrow.
You're starting tomorrow because you go to the brick and mortar stores and actually put your hands on stuff.
I like to walk around. You know, it's kind of crisp outside. I like to walk around, not up here. Yep. Walk around and just.
He has an ascot on. You
get the aisles.
You get the frappy cappuccino. You know, pick up,
take a look at it. Act like I'm a purchaser. Put it back. You know that whole.
Can you definitely? You got the scarf on. What do you get from Starbucks when you walk around the shopping plaza when it's a little chilly outside in L.A.?
No, you know it's interesting, and I'm not going to do it this year, but because I'm going to be away. But every year for, I want to say about 11, 12 years, Christmas Eve, Neiman Marcus Beverly Hills top floor bar. There's a bunch of us that gather. We didn't do it, obviously, during the pandemic and stuff like that. But it's a bunch of people. It's crowded.
It's a nice bar. They got a nice. View there. Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah. They got a good brunch there too. Yeah.
It starts about 2 o'clock. Starts about 2 o'clock and it ends at about 6:37 when they close the joint down. And everybody's just there and hanging out and shopping and doing the deal.
Key, I can't. Yates said in my ear, what does Key get? The triple venti latte with a side of arugula?
Can't get a venti latte triple shot with a side of arugula?
No, you go caramel macchiato skinny. He goes skinny caramel macchiato, no foam, large.
No foam, large.
Oatmeal milk? What kind of milk are you going with? Oatmeal?
I knew he had an order. I knew he had an order.
I may have that 4 times a year. Okay. I don't really mess with coffee. Yeah,
what's your order, Jay? You got an order if you're asking Key.
Starbucks? Let's go latte. Straight up latte.
I always ask the person, I'm like,
I do a latte, usually, but I have gotten into, I've been having matcha lattes lately.
Yeah, matcha latte, my kids do that.
Usually, I try to stay away from dairy and sugar, so I go, I'm so annoying. I go to the person behind there in like a Starbucks, I'm like, all right, I know you got some holiday special, right? Can you do that without dairy or sugar? Oh, what do you mean? Well, I don't know. You got oat milk or something like that. And then you have a little, and if there is a sweetener, instead of 4 pumps, put one quick little pump in there, right?
Or I'll go medicine ball tea.
I can see that.
Medicine ball tea.
Medicine ball tea.
So y'all think I'm walking around with the pinky out? No.
The scarf and everything.
Jay, are you done with your holiday shopping?
So a key, I bought a lot of my stuff online. So
I knew what he was going to say.
Virtual gifts or actual gifts?
Actual gifts.
All right, I just want to make sure it's not in the metaverse.
But I have been doing my I don't know, Key, if you do this when you start shopping though, around holidays for me though, I'd be trying to negotiate everything. Everything. Like when I go out and I touch a field, I'm like, they're like, oh, this is this. I'm like, look, we're getting towards the last couple of days here, still on the shelf, you have a lot of stock.
Can I tell you something my people know about? I'm just going to try and put you guys, the Gentiles, up on this one. Okay, ready for this? You do the cash price?
The cash price?
Yeah, cash price is different than the other price, just so you know. Now you know.
I like that. They save certain money. Cash price.
Yeah, cash price.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of shopping, though. I mean, I'm just going to buy a few things, a couple things, but it's nothing, you know, nothing big or nothing like that. It's all that stuff is taken care of and done.
So Hanukkah's a little different than Christmas because, you know, you're spreading it out over 8 days, and I realize something.
Who are you trying to tell? Max, I know. What do you mean?
I know, of course. I know you do Hanukkah, of course, yeah. Light the candles, the shamas and everything. But it occurred to me recently, and this is how I'm going to do it this year. You can only give one gift a day, and I realize why. The reason I'm going to do it this way is the kids open the present. Oh, it's great for a second, right? Then it goes off in the corner and never use it. Right, I want them to be able, if you get them a nice gift, to figure out how to use it, to actually use it for a while, and it doesn't become junk somewhere in a corner. You see what I mean?
My kids use their gifts all year long.
Mine, if you give them more than one, something's getting lost.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. You're saying I got small kids. I got three kids under four.
It's so interesting y'all said this. I walked out the garage this morning, and I looked to the side, and I said, man, they got all these damn carts and buggies and they're fresh too, right, Key?
They're nice.
Fresh.
Yeah, they're nice.
As I was unplugging the car, Max, from the charger, and I'm thinking to myself, how much damn money just got wasted on all this plastic? I haven't seen my daughter ride these things in months.
Yeah, tell them to give them to kids who want them, right? No, give them to kids.
They
are.
You don't have to worry
yeah.
about that. That is yeah. a conversation that is about to take place.
No mm-hmm. question, man. Because otherwise, but it's not even on them, Key. It's on us. If they're spoiled that way, that's on us. Like, and part of it is they're overwhelmed with, like, kids are acquisitive, right? They want more, more, more. You give them that one thing on a day or on
especially
Christmas, it's different.
So
make sure they know how to use it. They figure it out. They plug it in, whatever it is, and they actually use the thing.
I just want to go back because I remember Key said he doesn't really drink coffee, but he does. He does like a special drink.
Okay.
We have a
yeah,
little
evidence.
I really
don't drink coffee.
Hold on, Key. Hold on. News report.
Keyshawn, J. Will. And Max.
I've been lying. I drink espresso martini with tequila mm-hmm. instead of vodka.
So, okay, you're a coffee drinker.
No, I'm not a coffee. It's different. That's different.
Yes,
no.
You are. It's still coffee drinker.
Yes, I'm saying. Is espresso martini with tequila the same as drinking your coffee and your espresso?
If you have vodka Red Bull, are you having a Red Bull?
No.
Yes.
What?
So, you're a coffee drinker. I mean, we made this official. This is back
no,
in
because if
May
I
5th.
Look. Because if I year. Go, if I'm a teacher or a librarian or whatever you want
have
to call it.
Have an espresso martini?
If I'm having an espresso martini or a vodka Red Bull.
You're a professor, not a teacher.
I'm going to jail.
You're doing some shady
and I'm losing
stuff.
My job walking to work at 7 a.m. in the morning off of espresso martini. I'm going to jail.
An espresso martini with tequila is coffee. You are a coffee drinker.
No, espresso martinis, they're so fresh. I do it with vodka, but
that's
they're
fine,
so fresh.
But you're a coffee yeah, drinker. You're having it at night or in the morning.
But that's the only thing that can keep me
no,
awake is I need some caffeine in the drink.
That's coffee.
Otherwise, I go right to sleep.
Not
really.
You're fooling
not
your body.
Really. They throw, a little Baileys in there in yours.
Yeah,
a little Baileys. Yeah, man.
That's for breakfast. That's acceptable.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what did you just say?
Yeah, a little shot of Baileys and coffee in the morning is acceptable for breakfast.
Yeah, it depends on the weekend.
On the weekend.
Maybe on the
weekend.
Hey, Key, let me find out about this guy coming into work and explain some things.
Be honest, why do you think I have such colorful takes?
Hey, as I tell people, it's happy hour somewhere in the world when you're on vacation, so it doesn't matter if it's 8 o'clock in the morning you wake up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with easing yourself into the morning.
Baileys in your coffee. Now you're talking my language. Throw a little Kahlua in there, too.
A little Kahlua, too.
Oh,
both.
Oh, around the holidays? Oh.
The type of coffee y'all drink is the worst.
Key, you're
what?
Because it's like cigarettes
get away.
And coffee.
No, no,
and
take
people.
This. No, there's no the cigarettes. Cheese or cigarettes. It's not the Eddie Murphy routine
then,
about
then
the
you
teacher.
You try to mask
no.
it with gum. It's like I still
the
smell
nicotine.
It coming out your nostrils.
How are you going to take nicotine gum after you just smoked a cigarette? What the hell? What's that?
People,
what's
boy, that? Nicotine.
I'm trying it's to like wean a, off of it. No, you're
like
just getting more nicotine.
A football coach I used to have, you know, heavier guy. He would get a chili cheese pastrami with a Slim Fast. Like, come on, man. Like, a chili cheese pastrami with a Slim Fast in a Diet Coke.
Or a Diet
I'm
Coke,
like,
right? Yeah, like,
Diet
come on, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And a Slim Fast.
Chili cheese pastrami.
That just sounds
chili cheese pastrami
like,
with a Slim Fast.
First of all, Barry the Lee, but what's the chili doing on the cheese and pastrami?
You can't do
well,
that.
Well, that's, you know, hey, man, certain people eat a certain way.
Just add a coffee to that. You have the perfect,
bubble guts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
It's
ESPN
been real with you.
Radio.
Hey, I'll see you down in Miami.
Greeny's coming up
in
moments. See you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
See you in London, kid.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.